go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
There was some very good, sound advice from our healthy, happy, functional listeners. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, we don't have a lot of those. I just like fighting other people's battles, and I like drama. Someone said, "You're toxic. When will you go away? I hate your face."
His family.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Todd Lewis, Monica Casey, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you.
You were in Vegas yesterday.
I was.
Okay, so you just got back from Vegas to leave for Vegas again on Wednesday.
Yes, this was the warm-up leg of my Vegas excursions for the week.
Now, you spend a lot of time in Vegas, Todd. Is that correct?
I used to, yeah.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Not anymore.
To. Well, I went to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Go Rebels.
Yeah,
but I'm not there anymore.
What was your major?
Hotel restaurant management.
Nice.
It's actually a Bachelor of Science. Did you know that? I have a BS in hotel restaurant management.
You do?
Yeah.
I went to your graduation. Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did.
I do remember, and I think we might have mentioned this on the radio before, where Dad would give us, he would give us money on the first, and that was the money we had to use the entire month when we were in school. And I remember Todd, on day 3 after going to Vegas, might have been day 2, calling me for money because you had gambled all the money that Dad gave you on the first.
Not true. Dad was very bad about money, but you did teach me all those tricks to get extra money out of Dad, which was very helpful.
The right. Tutor trick?
The tutor trick and the books trick.
Yeah.
So good.
It's just so easy. It's like taking candy from a baby.
But that was great. You passed on that knowledge that I figured it out.
I'm like, right. You know. So you buy $3,000 worth of books, you return $2,000 worth of books, and then you create a fake tutor.
Amazing.
Which is what I did. And the Melissa Clemens upstairs. My dad would write the checks to, I had her twice a week.
Yep.
Not really. Mm-hmm. And then Dad would write the checks to Melissa Clemens. Melissa Clemens would cash the checks. She'd take a little bit of a cut. Yeah, like a little bit of a fee.
Right.
And then I would keep the money. And that supplemented me like another $800 a month.
Oh,
believe it or not, I did
back
not.
Back then, that was like 10 grand a month.
It was so much money.
And I didn't gamble a lot when I was in school. I started gambling a lot once I started going back to Vegas after school, like recently.
The other thing, too, is what I loved is that there was this like a bookstore. It was like a Nordstrom's, really, at USC. And you could buy like clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And you could put money on your meal card and then you could buy clothes with it.
Oh my God.
So that's I was amazing. Always
you were decked out.
I was always needing more money on the meal card. that really
I was too. And my parents called to like check up to see if I was actually spending it at the cafeteria, but I was always out. I mean, obviously I gained like the freshman 19, but aside from
19?
That, maybe 19. I might have.
You gained 19 pounds?
Or maybe 50. I don't know. It was not fun. Just the first year.
Did you go on Optavia?
No, they didn't
like
have
Alyssa.
That then. It was just like Afrin or some sort of illegal fen at the time.
I see.
Yeah.
I imagine that Monroe will probably up to the same tricks as well as your daughter, Quinn, and Pepper will probably just rob banks. Now, Pepper has a tutor now, is that correct?
She does.
So she's 7?
7, yeah.
Okay, so she has a tutor, and how often does the tutor come to the house?
Once a week.
Okay. Now, Carrie was in her office the other day at the house.
Yes. So, Carrie told me the story. She called me. Like, she texted me. She's like, please call me. Funniest story ever. I'm like, okay. So, I called her. She's like, Todd, I'm sitting in the room listening to the tutor read with Pepper. And, you know, they have these little books of, like, Jane goes to the beach. Jane plays in the sand. But I guess one of the names was Joanne. So, Pepper's like, we went to the beach. Joanne played in the sand. And she's like, Joanne goes swimming. Like, Carrie was just losing it in the other room at some point. Pepper's like, Natalie.
So clearly Pepper is a fan of House Bunny.
Of House Bunny. Or she just hears us like whenever we drive by the fabric store too, she's always like, Joanne.
Now, Jill Zarin was here on Friday and she gave me some very good advice because Monroe didn't want to go on the school field trip. it seemed to me that, you know, for me, I didn't really care because I just thought
what it was the trip?
Sounded awful. Strawberry picking at Underwood Farms.
Oh, Underwood Farms. We go there for pumpkins, incredibly overpriced pumpkins.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they,
really?
No, they charge you like $30 to get in, and then you buy like $25 pumpkins.
Yeah. So there's
like,
cover charge at the pumpkin patch?
No, no, they have a lot of activities, don't get me wrong. Mm. But $300 later, you're like, what the fuck? All I have is three pumpkins.
Yeah, and it's far. It's like 45 minutes
away. Yeah, it's an hour from my house, I checked. So, I listened to Jill, and then a lot of people reached out and said, look, she's got to go. She can't just decide not to go the field trip. So I did what Gage didn't do, is I actually read one of the 1,000 emails that the school, you know, you went to that school. You're aware of all those emails. I found the email, and I read it, and it said, they're going to go, the kids, first of all, it's a school field trip. I didn't know that. I thought it was just the class. The whole school's going.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess it's like a tractor-drawn, like, wagon. And they have horses.
I mean,
and
you should definitely do it one time, but never again.
Just don't put her in one of her dresses. Like, she needs to dress down a little bit. She's going to get dirty. It's pretty dusty there.
Do you think that I tell her what to wear? She won't wear jeans.
Well,
but I'll talk to her. Okay. I'll talk to her.
Have a conversation.
But anyway, so there's ponies there and goats and cows and pigs and rabbits. So I really, like, I told her and I, like, sold it to her. I'm like, it sounds so fun. And I'm like, Lisa's going to take you. She's like, okay, I'm in. I'm like, okay, good. I'm like, good, fine. So we're done. So she is going to go on that field trip.
She'll have fun. They actually have, like, these goat bridges where the goats, like, walk over you. It's pretty nuts.
Wow.
Yeah, it's actually a cool little place.
It's cute.
Goat bridges.
Yeah, so, like, from one bin to the other.
They can, like,
pin,
balance on anything. They're, like,
goats.
Stand up on
goats. And they walk over you, and they also have like these little dispensers that you feed
you
the goats
feed
down
the
these PVC tubes.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat.
Hey, did you win this weekend?
Well, I hit like a little 800 jackpot at first and then spent it a little, gambled a little, but I'm up 400. So I've got some to.
Okay, so you're going to turn that 400 into 40.
$40,000. Yep, $40,000.
Okay, so you've got 3 days to do it.
I got it.
What games were you playing?
I love a little Super Times Double Pay video poker machine in the High Limit Room. And
nice.
I also like to bet at the sports book and a little 3-card poker.
Did you bet on the Kentucky Derby?
I did.
So did I.
Oh, God.
Lost $500.
Yeah. I only lost 100 on that, but I was pretty bummed because the horse I picked was like a friend's horse and thought for sure. Whatever.
So we went down to the U-Haul lesbians went down to South Coast Plaza to meet the parents. Mm-hmm. And so Monroe wanted to go on the merry-go-round about 25,000 times. So I just left her with grandma.
Nice.
And then we went to the bar at Capital Grill. And then that's when we watched the Derby and we bet. Oh. The woman next to me, she bet on
Rich Strike.
80-1 odds.
Yeah.
She just put $100 down. That bitch won $8,000.
Yep.
She won $8,000. And then, by the way, if I won $8,000, like, she was excited and she kind of announced it to the whole fucking bar. You know, not in the lounge part.
Right.
In the bar, there's maybe 12 people.
Buy a round.
Especially if you're going to pop your mouth off that you won.
Right. Yeah. Because everybody was like, oh, my God, congratulations. And, like, Stu's like, oh, my God, congratulations. Yeah. Buy us a fucking round.
Right?
You just won $8,000.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Then don't announce
it. We lost $500.
Where did you place your bets at this bar?
Stu was doing it online. We were transferring money and doing it online.
You can do it everywhere online. Sounds totally legit.
Yeah.
No, it is now. It didn't used to be, but now you can go to like BetMGM.
But we did those places. We were planning on Epicenter winning, and then we were doing exactas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, first, second, third place.
Or trifectas.
That's
one thing you don't do. I'll take the girls to Santa Anita sometimes. We go to the horse races.
That would be fun.
Yeah, you just hope that the horse doesn't go down.
Yeah.
Oh, the horse like falls?
No, if the horse goes down, they put like a thing around
and
it they put it down
right in front of you.
No, they put like this cover over it, but fortunately that's never happened.
Do we have to explain that to her?
But that's when you go get drinks and food and stuff. I've never seen it. It's good, but it's a good way for
it's
the
terrible.
Kids to learn mathematics on the betting.
Yes,
exactas. Plus you can go down the paddock and see the horses when they come out, and then you of course dad's an expert on it. Tony, that's the horse you need to pick. Why? Because it's agitated. Okay.
Oh my God.
By the way, Stu, we were all the jockeys were coming out and getting on the horses, and Stu's like, you know, Andrew Ford could be a jockey.
Some of them were hot. There was a lot of like Brazilians, and like there were some sexy jockeys.
Do you know that our grandmother dated a jockey?
Stop
She told me before she married.
Oh wow,
she dated.
So that's what it was.
She had a jockey lover.
You know, I have all these pictures from Hunt's house from Uncle Leroy. where he was a trainer in the 30s. I have all these Hollywood Park horse racing pictures.
No, I know.
She was getting you down should, and
it's
dirty.
It's crazy. So I always wondered how they got into horse racing. So
oh, so he
it.
Must have introduced her to a
jockey. I think he started dating Gigi, and then before Hun met her husband, they must have, like, hooked up with a jockey. I don't know.
I mean, I don't need to know the details, but
well, I'm just
she might have been like a Liz Rome, where she was engaged a few times. Our grandmother,
yeah,
I love that
to jockeys.
Love yep. that for her.
She was a little close to the vest about that stuff, though.
Yeah,
did well, you guys I didn't.
That way, she
like,
could be judgy about everybody else.
Right, for
hidden
sure.
Photos and like an old dresser or anything from her lovers.
No, I didn't find any.
I still have some old photos I could go through.
Well, you didn't even want all those photos. I took them and went through them, but there's nothing like. You know.
No.
Dad lectured Stu.
Wait, so I want to hear about it. So what happened?
Okay.
So, Claudia and Stu got along really well, like instant connection.
And this is the first time he's ever met
yes.
Tom and Claudia.
And then Carolyn was there, of course, trying to fuck him.
Right.
Of course.
And then Carolyn is my dad's wife's sister, who's just perpetually horny.
Love her.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. She's a good time.
Yep. Yeah, she's so. A good
she's
time.
Fun. She's great.
She's a real funny. Sexual innuendos just the entire time.
Oh, my God.
Then dad started telling Stu how he needs to market himself.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
God, because I had a break. Dad did not lecture me one time in the two-hour dinner. He focused on Stu 100%. He said that he needs to market himself. He started talking about his brand. He said, I don't even know if you're a good cook. He said, but you should pay someone to write articles
wow.
about you. And Stu's like, I am a good cook. So after all that lecturing, and then... and everyone was asking him questions. Then they discovered a mutual love of gambling.
Mm.
That conversation went on for an hour and a half.
I bet it did.
Great.
Oh, he told him all about his roulette and his strategy.
And how they got thrown out of
casinos. I get thrown out. No, the cops took me out, Toddy. I'm like, no, they didn't, Dad. They just don't want your action anymore. They didn't escort you out of the place.
Ooh. He said he was escorted
they
out.
He tells me that, but they probably just like, you can't play here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But why would they do that? Because they win so much?
He was
well,
cheating.
So he plays electronic roulette.
Okay, don't. They're professional gamblers.
Uh-huh. Got it.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, they're professional gamblers, and they win a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But they never tell us about the losses.
They win a lot. And okay. then sometimes casinos ask
Still?
Them to leave and not come back.
Still?
Yeah.
So, you know, they love Lavo in Las Vegas, but they were telling me over the weekend that they can't go because they're not allowed on the property.
Well, Grammy and Grampy. Oh, my God.
Okay, so Stu had, I'm like, Stu. You had to drink up now because we're at the bar. I only, because I was driving, so I only had like a half Bloody Mary and then I moved to iced teas. Stu had two Bloody Marys, right?
Oh, God.
So,
that's
first
like
mistake.
A whole meal.
Well, no, was that before Tom got there?
Before they got there.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. So it was like, you know, have
Good.
Another one now.
And you can't tell if Stu's drunk anyway, probably because of the accent.
No.
Well, because he's drunk all the time.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, okay.
also,
yeah.
he's got
yeah.
like, he's got
it's
a hollow
leg.
He
yeah.
got a hollow leg. He got 17 beers, it won't matter.
Yeah.
Got it. So we sit down to dinner. We order martinis. And I told him, I said, one to two drinks. I said, don't order more than two.
Mm-hmm.
So they ordered one and then the waiter came around and asked if everybody wanted another round. And dad's like, you'll have another one. And then Stu's like, no, I'm good. He's like, no, no, come on, bring him another one. I'm like, it's a fucking trap.
It is.
You don't mind, do you?
He did that shit to me.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, oh, it's a setup. But you know how it works. Like, they'll bring it up next time.
Yeah.
Or they'll talk.
Yeah.
They'll talk later on the way home.
How quickly he drank that second drink.
He just drank that first one so quickly.
I don't know, Toddy.
You see how he just immediately ordered a second drink.
Toddy,
maybe
he's
they'll
drinking
make
too
excuses
much. He's making
for him,
Jeff drink.
He's Irish. Oh, well, you know, he's Irish, so it doesn't really affect
I
him.
I don't think so. That's
maybe.
They were just collecting
maybe
their ammo
him.
For later.
Dad, of course, asked Stu his intentions.
Oh, good.
With my son.
My
good.
God,
which was really awkward.
That's the cute in front of you. That is awkward.
And he's like, why did he ask that? And I'm like, because they think I'm a fucking mark. They just think I'm just like helpless and stupid.
Well,
and yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, consider it.
consider the source.
Yeah. Not consider the source, considering the history, but never mind. Go ahead.
Okay. So we're going to bounce around today. So
let's do it.
I am being blackmailed.
Oh.
By who?
Zoila Chavez.
Oh, God.
So let me tell you what happened. First, I have to show you this picture.
By the way, I still have that picture that you sent me.
Yeah, but that's not nearly as bad as this one.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so what happened was, yesterday, I took Monroe to the pet store. First of all, I took Monroe to the pet store because I accidentally killed all five of her fish when I was cleaning the tank. Okay?
How'd you do that?
I don't know
it's
if
so
I didn't condition the water.
You can't
I think
replace
it's...
all the rocks, all the toys, all the plants,
oh, yeah,
and all the water.
That.
You can't. There's beneficial bacteria in the tank, and
yeah.
we are
I don't like,
emptying
wow.
the shit every
I don't
week.
Like the bacteria.
It makes me so
it's
mad.
I guess so, Shane.
Shane, don't be so upset.
Shane's a goldfish advocate.
So I spent $50 on fish. And I went home and I acclimated it and I put the fucking chemicals in there and I waited 2 hours, the whole thing. This morning I wake up, all five fish are dead. And I bought, they were $9.99 each.
How do you kill goldfish?
They're not goldfish. They're, I don't know, but I... So after we did that, Monroe and I were in the pool and Zola was out there watching. And so what I would do is they'd be like, hey, Zola, watch this. And I would pull my bathing suit down and then like dive in. Okay. And then she'd like, cochina, sucio, dirty pervert. You know, and so then that bitch, without me took a photo.
Let's see it.
Oh my God. Hold on.
That bitch took a photo of my ass.
Full moon. Yes.
But you could always say that's not you.
God, she wants.
I think you call her bluff. You call her bluff.
She wants $1 million. She said she's calling TMZ.
Oh my God,
and,
yes.
And this morning, by the way, I walked downstairs and she's showing my ass to Lisa and to Lily.
I love her.
And now she's saying she wants $1 million.
Yeah, tell her it's okay, and you just want 10%.
I mean, I'm being blackmailed.
She's
I don't know how quickly she. I mean, that was had to be so quick for her to grab that phone and take a picture of my ass.
Oh wow!
Maybe that's
she's
not the only picture.
Too.
Maybe that's the best one or
she's
the worst
zoomed
one.
In. No, it's very
maybe there's
round
one that connects.
And supple. It
thank you.
Very.
It's a big wagon.
Lush and
a
yeah.
big wagon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dump truck.
It's a nice moon.
Thank you, Monica.
You're
I appreciate it. By the way, we have a really exciting announcement. We're going to be doing a segment of Jeff Lewis Lies today. Monica, you worked with Mercedes. You
I
are
did.
Now. Did you get certified? You're now.
I did. I completed the 2-week polygraph examination certification.
Yes.
With Mercedes.
And you are now, so you are qualified to read the polygraph machine that my dad bought me for my birthday.
Correct.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to strap, during the break, we're going to strap Todd up to the polygraph machine. We're going to ask him 10 questions.
Okay.
And then you're going to have to answer them to the best of your ability. Hopefully you'll be truthful answers. And then, Monica, you will use your expertise and skills to read the polygraph machine, and you'll determine whether Todd is telling the truth or not. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Jeff Lewis Lies after this.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking.
Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are back. Okay, it's time for another segment of Jeff Lewis Lies. During the break, we have strapped Todd up to the polygraph machine my parents bought me for my birthday. I'm gonna ask you 10 questions, Todd. Answer to the best of your ability. Monica, you are our certified polygraph examiner. She will determine whether your answers are true or lies.
Based on this amazing machine.
Todd, are you ready for question number one? Monica, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Todd.
Yes.
Do you work for a Mexican drug cartel?
No.
He's telling the truth.
Todd, did you take a nap and leave Carrie to take care of the kids on Mother's Day?
This Mother's Day?
yesterday, Todd. Not really.
He did.
He did take a nap.
He took a nap.
So he's lying.
He's lying.
Oh. I mean, I didn't really, though.
He's full of shit.
Todd, have you ever been attracted to one of your many nannies?
No. I can say that. That one ruined it for me for good.
He's telling the truth.
See?
Todd.
Yes?
Do you think this radio show is a big fucking joke?
No, of course not.
He's lying.
Todd, did you buy the Jeff Lewis Live t-shirts from Tijuana, Mexico?
No, I did not.
He's telling the truth.
Told you.
Are you using the dental office, the boxing gym, and the ice cream shop to launder money?
No, I'm not.
He's telling the truth.
I'm acing this.
Is it true that Carrie calls you Marty Bird?
Yes.
True.
Todd, is it true that you bought an Apple Watch for your mistress last Christmas?
It is not true.
He's telling the truth.
Yes. Yes.
Todd, did you lose money on the Glow Sharks business?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could tell you that was the truth.
Obviously.
Thank you.
True. Last question, Todd. Yes. Have you had sex in the Chrysler Pacifica?
Not yet.
Monica?
Just a finger.
Does that count?
He's telling the truth.
Is that what talk about that.
What is this weird machine?
He's telling the truth.
The lie detector determined you're telling the truth.
We got it.
Congratulations, Todd. Wow.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
so bad.
You know, you always do this to me. You always test me, my knowledge of the, you know. And
he's only sweating just a tiny
like
bit.
The Uncle Rico machine from Napoleon Dynamite.
You got like, to put in the crystals.
Todd, let me ask you.
Can
you
I know, take this contraption?
Speaking of the Jeff Lewis Live t-shirt.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
You told me this was over. You said we weren't going to do any more of this because Carrie seems to think that you're losing money.
Well, no. Carrie's wrong. That's not where I'm losing money. I'm losing money in other ventures. But, however, t-shirts, big announcement, okay? People have to understand, this was a proof of concept. We did it just to see if we could do it. There was a nice response. I have now enlisted professional help. We now have a revised.
This is the third time you've revised
a relaunch, JeffLewisMerch.com.
This is the third relaunch.
Not only... Do we do shirts to order, so we don't have to do inventory. They're not going to smell like smoke. We've also added a new design, the chump design. Ooh. We have added sizes small to 4XL, various colors, men's and women's, V-necks and crews, wine. What else we got?
Wine
there?
Tumblers.
Wine tumblers.
Ooh. Did I hear you have crop tops?
We got crop tops. You get a crop
summer!
Top. You get a crop top.
I'm getting a shout out, Shing Crop.
Trucker
yes,
hats.
Yes.
Grab your Michael's Dance Academy trucker hat today. Oh, it's revamped. We're live right now.
Skinny tumblers.
We got skinny tumblers. We got it all. All
insulated wine mugs.
Yeah.
Look, that's pregame. Pregame. You got those.
Stemless wine glasses.
We got it all, Jeff. You
at JeffLewisMerch.com.
Wow.
Todd, are you sure about this?
It's going to be big.
Because
yeah,
we get
be
so many complaints about the sizes and the quality
yeah.
and the
So we should just add
smell.
100
Is anybody
products.
Willing to give their credit card number again?
Well, here's what happened. So, first of all, on the first launch, everyone was like, oh, you got to have the small sizes. So then we got rid of the really large sizes, and then we didn't have the large sizes, and they complained there wasn't enough large sizes. I don't want to deal with
all
it
inclusive.
Anymore. Now it's professionally handled. JeffLewisMerch.com. Get it before it sells out.
Yeah, you got time.
There's only 10 of each.
No, it's great. It's going to be professionally done.
Who's going to handle all the customer service complaints? I can't do
it. I don't do it anymore.
Well, who's doing it?
We have professionals for that. Go to JeffLewisMerch.com. You can go to info@JeffLewisMerch.com. There's a place there that you can
send an
email. Is
there one of those
out.
Like, ask me now? Like, I'm.
Yeah, there's not like a live chat
Rose,
window.
So you're talking right. T-shirts, sweatshirts, crop tops. When is a men's crew necks and V-necks?
I mean.
Various colors.
They're cute. There's hoodies.
Oh,
there's,
and from from hoodies. Size small to 4XL.
There's 4X. Like a football T-shirt.
There's everything you could ever want as a Jeff Lewis Live fan.
Wow.
I mean,
get I'm
today.
Suspect.
Order
but...
now and you'll receive by Christmas.
Oh my God. Okay.
Three easy payments.
Now,
$99.
Carrie started with, I wouldn't say it was a compliment sandwich, but she started off with the positive, and she said that you have been a great husband the last 2 weeks and that you've been helping her out a lot. Do you think it's nice to help Carrie out with the kids?
You know, yes, it is nice because she's nicer to me. She's got a lot more patience than I have. But you know what I've learned is happy life, or happy wife, happy life. So
you've just learned that after how long you've been married.
Well, you know this. I don't know if I've told you this before. The secret of our marriage.
No,
I make all the big decisions. She makes all the small decisions. And so far, we haven't made any big decisions. Secret. That's a secret. No, I mean, look, I like to make her happy. She's a lot more physical with me when she's happy, which is nice. She snuggles, she hugs. She's like, you know, when she's cold, but when she's hot, she's real hot.
She's so hot.
Nice.
So
and hot. Then, speaking of hot, that boob job's going to be happening soon.
I wish you guys would stop pushing that on her.
I'm not pushing
We're
anything.
Not pushing it.
We didn't push anything.
Oh, I heard you
we
guys.
Just touch
I don't know. I just, she's got in her head that she needs it and she doesn't need it. They are
but wouldn't don't
perfectly
you want...
perky right now.
Okay, right. But I mean, if she's going to go a little bigger, doesn't that make you happy?
No, because then, you know, then what do you sacrifice? Then you have the incision marks, you have whatever. Like, no,
I think he just doesn't want to take care of the kids while she's in recovery.
You're absolutely right.
He doesn't want all the work that's going to come for that month that she can't
not worth
lift
it.
Anything.
I just don't know how you improve on perfection. Love you, babe.
Oh, that's so sweet. Now, yep. She said that she started off with a compliment, but then she said, you know, she was real tired and she was hoping to sleep in on Mother's Day. And it was thoughtful of you to make coffee and bring it in bed, but not at 6:45 a.m.
Well, here's the deal. She always wakes up at 6, so I didn't know how late she was going to go.
When you wait for her to get up rather than
because,
wake
no,
up.
Because, no, when is that? It's supposed to be on Mother's Day. No, on Mother's Day, you're supposed to wake her up, right? So
I don't think you are.
Pepper woke up at 6, and I was like, okay, at 6:45, the girls were really excited to give her a gift. We had made coffee. I'm like, okay, now is the time to go in.
Well, it wasn't the time. She wanted to sleep in.
Yeah.
And then she said that somebody spilled the coffee in
that. That was Quinn. Here's what happened. So we had a gift in the coffee. I'm like, okay, Quinn, you take the coffee because you won't spill it. Pepper, you take the gift. Of course, Quinn spills it on the bed. I'm like, oh, that was the reason I gave it.
And then she said that you asked her to get up and clean it up out of the bed, get the wet wipes and clean it out of the bed, the coffee.
No, I grabbed them. We kind of wiped it up.
That's not what she told me. She said that you told her to get up.
She told me this morning she had a very nice weekend. She appreciated everything that I did. Did she also tell you that on Friday night she had all her girl moms over and I ordered a cheese plate and I cleaned up the
house? She did tell me that.
Yep. And I had to clean up and mop and make it presentable because, you know, because we finally have, gotten rid of the RAM board and all the stuff.
Because they remodeled their kitchen.
Yeah.
It's still not done.
Nice floors.
It's a never-ending project. Thank you. And so, yeah, I worked my butt off this weekend. And then this morning, she's like, I need you to make lunches. I'm like, Mother's Day weekend's over. Oh. And she's like, be a dad. I'm like,
okay. These girls have two parents.
Now, what she doesn't know until I told her is I'm like, wow, you really hit it hard on Friday. She's like, yeah. She goes, my girls, my mom friends were over, and some of them didn't leave till 3:30.
Yeah.
Well, then, where did you guys go the next day on Saturday? We had a game or something?
No, we just went to the park because we wanted to get the girls out of the house, and we brought the dog. And
so what you don't know is that Carrie passed out face down on a blanket.
Yeah.
And Todd was taking pictures of her and sending them to me.
Sure did. Did you see her middle finger in the picture? But it was nice. We just went to the park. We brought the dog. Pepper did her thing. Quinn did her thing. Pepper, this poor families. Pepper just finds family and family just goes and sits and talks to them. And we just wait. We see what happens, what food they give her, what story she tells them. It's awful.
Now, for all of the... we have a special offer for all the Jeff Lewis Live alcoholics. Tomorrow, we are doing a wine bundle sale, Megan and I. It's thehideawaylow.com. We'll go over all the details tomorrow with the bundle. But we're doing a big sale for all of the drunks and alcohol-dependent people that listen to the show. There's a large amount of you, apparently. So we'll be announcing that tomorrow. I do want to, Todd, how do you handle this? I picked up Monroe on Friday from school. Her friend Charlie came over and said that Monroe pushed me down. And it was so funny because Monroe was trying to get me out of there. And Charlie's like, excuse me, hello, hello, hello. I'm like, oh, are you trying to talk to me? He's like, yeah, Monroe pushed me down on the slide. And I'm like, Monroe, did you push Charlie down? And she started crying immediately because that's what some
guilty
girls do, by the way.
So smart.
When they get cornered, they cry. Mm-hmm. And then you don't know. It's like their way. So I knew immediately that she was guilty because she cried. And then, because I said, you probably should apologize to him. And then she just kept crying. So I'm like, okay, let's get in the car. So she calmed down. And I said, did you push Charlie? It was an accident.
Yeah, that's what Pepper tells me.
Yeah, it was an accident. I'm like, really? It was an accident? And I'm like, what happened? Apparently, he was at the top of the slide and she was behind him.
He's probably really slow.
She just boop.
She said it was a light tap.
Oh.
He's probably
he just fell.
Yeah. She said he slipped.
Oh, he slipped.
He slipped. It was a light tap. It was an accident. And I said, well, you know, that light tap is probably what caused him to lose his balance. You can't, you're not to put your hands on other people. You use your words. Mm-hmm. So, but she said he slipped and she is, it's one of those situations. And she was crying to deflect, project and lie.
And this was on Friday?
It was on Friday.
Oh, he's going to get it so twice as bad today.
So
telling.
Yeah.
So
snitches get stitches.
I taught her that at your house. Yeah. He's going to get it twice as bad
She's
going
to encourage
today.
Him. Why don't you go back on the slide again?
Yeah,
I'll follow
on,
you up.
Play. I'll
but
be your
friend. The teacher came over and had to explain because Charlie's like, she pushed me down. And the teacher's like, we've talked about it. And I'm like, okay, it's been resolved, but I'm going to have a conversation with her. And then that's when she was crying to project, deflect, and lie. Mm-hmm. So then in the car, we called Daddy Gage. So Daddy Gage is kind of more of the disciplinarian, and she's like afraid of him. Mm-hmm. So I got him on the speakerphone and I was explaining, and she was like, it's the hill she's going to die on. It's an accident, slipped, light tap, whatever. And I'm like, this is one of those situations, Gage, where it's going to take 3 weeks to get the real truth.
Yeah.
It just is. So then we segue, because I had Gage on the phone, we segue to the conversation of the new school, the fair. Are you
going
to go to that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Going.
The one at the Santa Monica Pier.
Let's do it.
And, you know, Gage has been really nice about it. And I said, I think I'm going to buy this package. And we get, you know, we get two wristbands for the adult lounge and this and that. And we get $150 for games.
Wait, is this a school fair? They have an adult lounge?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's very high-end, Todd.
We have our fair this weekend, and I'm emceeing the cakewalk.
Oh, geez.
Oh, no, this is like...
It's the hot booth. I'll tell you what, the cakewalk is where it's at.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm just to prep for it, I've got all my dad puns, like everything that goes with baking. Oh, it's going to be so good. Oh, yeah. It's going to be real good.
I said, Gage, I said, you know, you seem really, you know, you're very kind of excited about this. I said, there are people out there that think you're going to push me off the pier. And he goes, a light tap.
Getting along.
Yeah, we're getting along. We're getting along. So yes, I don't know really how to handle that. I mean, she knows that she, you know, she got in trouble. Yeah.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
It was a lie.
Good.
It was a lie.
Todd, let's strap her up.
Go ahead.
To the lie detector and ask if it was the truth. We should use this on her more to get the truth out of her.
You're right.
You're lying.
Yes.
You're right.
That would be, I mean, that would scare her. We should show her, like, Jerry Springer or something.
Oh, it's going to traumatize her.
Don't hook her up to this odd machine.
This is...
Just spitballing here.
Todd.
A dash of child abuse. No big deal.
What's going on with the squatters next door?
Oh, this motherfucker.
Again?
No, so here's the newest thing. So it's been vacant for 3 years,
Why
right?
Why can't it sell?
No, because he has it on the market for $4 million more than it's worth.
Oh, got it.
And no one's going to buy it.
And they keep raising the price.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
So when you don't sell, you raise, I mean, I know.
Right.
By real estate, if you don't get any offers, you raise the price.
Yeah.
So here's the most recent thing. When we first moved in, there was a beehive that was on, like, sat next to our property. He wouldn't do anything about it. He refused. I said, whatever. But I could access it through my property, so we got rid of the beehive. 2 years ago.
You had to pay to remove the beehive on his house.
On his house, because he just wouldn't do anything. The kids were getting stung. 2 years ago, another beehive goes, like, kind of by that, but now I don't have access, right? I call him, I text him, I email him. He's like, yeah, buddy, I'm going to take care of it, pal. Sure thing.
Oh, I hate when people talk to me like that.
Ugh. And so he would, like, send me, like,
so cards. Condescending.
He's such an a-hole. So he sent me cards of, like, beekeepers.
I
like,
totally
do
it, sweetie.
The guy didn't show up, chief. And
Ew.
So now we got another.
He calls you chief?
Yeah, all the, yeah.
Bud,
buddy,
ace,
all that.
Pretty,
so now we have another beehive, right?
And so pretty.
And now Carrie's getting upset because Pepper has been stung, like, 7 times. Now, mind you, she picks up bees. So could have a lot to do with it. But nonetheless, I did tell him that part of the story, and I could not get a hold of him. The guy's avoiding me, doesn't get back to me. So I was like, Carrie got really mad. I go,
you pulled
what?
A Karen. You
this
pulled
what I did.
A Karen.
But you know what? It was the only play I had. So I went on our Valley Village parents' Facebook page, and I didn't name him, but I was like, the address of this house that had the squatters also has bees and mosquitoes. I live next door. I need the village's help. Here's the number to call for the bees. Here's the number to call for the mosquitoes. And Carrie called me. She's like, what is that post? I am so embarrassed. Why would you ever do that? If this another agent's wife did that, da-da-da-da-da-da. Fucker called me in 20 minutes. What'd you put that post up? I'm like, oh, good to hear from you.
Yes.
So now he says he agrees to take the bees down. We'll see. It's supposed to be this Wednesday. If not, putting up another post.
Oh, yeah.
But now God. I got his hot button. Now I know how to get to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
if you do another post, is that going to create problems with Carrie?
At this point, I don't care because it's working.
Like, it's worth getting divorced.
Now she knows, like, she was embarrassed that it would never work. He wouldn't reply. Oh, 20 minutes later, he calls me.
Mm.
Yeah. And now I got a new number for him.
Private cell phone number.
He changes his number like every 4 months.
Shady. Same. I'm so famous.
Yeah. I know that a lot of listeners are very, very invested in your 4th of July float. Is that happening this year?
It is.
Now, did the actor from Karate Kid get back to you?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Actually, you know what? I told you he emailed
restraining
me back.
Restraining order?
I don't think he's going to commit to it. He's super busy. So we're
super.
Is he that busy on 4th of July? Is he working on 4th of July?
Well, you know, they shoot that show in the Canada. So he might be out there during
that
time.
There could be like a Comic-Con situation.
Or he just
happening.
Doesn't want to do it.
I mean, he's an older dude. I may let him go, but we'll see. The problem is...
Well, is he supposed to run along the float? I mean, isn't
he
just on?
No, he can just sit on there.
Write it.
But I'm running out of themes. I've done like all the patriotic
I don't know about
themes.
A Karate Kid theme.
I get it. It's not patriotic. But what else can I do? I've done the Eagle. I've done the Stars and Bars. I've done the Covered Wagon. And I've done the Battleship.
And how many times have you won?
Every year, Jeff. So there's only 2 years off. This will be my 5th in a row.
People are probably really expecting something special from you.
It needs to be a Jeff Lewis Live.
What about a mini Mayflower?
No, because they'll throw fruit.
I thought about that. But yeah.
Just staple t-shirts to the float.
If people want to send me their ideas, you know.
Yes, everyone DM.
You need actors on the float. What about Jenny Pujols? She's available. Could you use her?
No comment.
It's just an idea. I'm just brainstorming.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Okay. Are you still on Raya?
I'm taking a pause right now.
You were on it for like 5 days.
No, I wasn't. It was like a couple weeks.
And what happened?
I mean, a whole lot of nothing. Nothing
I don't,
exciting.
I think you should go on a different app.
I mean, that's not my thing.
I don't know anyone that's met anyone from Raya.
No one has.
Yeah. Literally no one.
Literally no one. Yeah.
So I think you need to be on another app. I think it's a waste of time. You think it's the app you should be doing, but it's not. Mm. It's just not.
Okay.
I love Tinder. Tinder Swindler.
Yes, you do. Tinder Swindler.
All right. So I did call Heather McDonald on, was it Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. I called Heather McDonald on Friday because I was getting these DMs that she was upset at me was it a week ago? Last Saturday?
Yes.
Because we were planning to go on her very large yacht, and we were going to cruise around what I thought was the harbor, but it actually ended up in the open ocean.
yes.
But I had to cancel because I had to go to New York the next morning. And then I also, I had the book signing to do from 11 to 1. Mm-hmm. So what happened was I did the book signing from 11 to 1, and then we went to lunch after. I was done by 3, home by 4. If I had stayed for the yacht, it was going to be like 3 to 6, and there was supposed to be dinner after, and I only had a nanny till 4, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. But she probably reserved everybody and had a bunch of people there, and you canceled last minute?
3 days' notice.
It was enough notice.
No, it wasn't 3 days. It was longer than that.
It was like a week. It was like a week's
you
notice.
You invited her.
It wasn't quite a week. It was like 5 days.
5 days.
But she ended up, she's got a ton of friends. She ended up inviting other people that did show up, and they went on the boat. However, I did need to clarify. I said, I don't want you to think that I canceled to do something else.
Right.
It's what it looked like.
Well, yeah.
I was already committed to the book signing. We ended up eating lunch after, and then I went right back to LA, and I left the next morning for New York. I just couldn't do a 3-hour boat cruise drinking, then dinner following, and then I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I think you need to put this on.
The lie detector?
Yeah. I'm not sure if I believe in the story.
Oh. I'm telling you the truth.
Well, I know how you are. You're pretty set in your ways. Like, if you think you're going to be tired the next day, you're like, screw it.
Yeah.
There's times when you've left our house, and I'm like, you just got here.
It was going to be too much.
Yeah.
It just was going to be too much, because I know there was be drinking along, and then I have to get a driver, and I have to do it. It was just going to be too much.
It's a long flight.
It is a long flight.
Can you sleep on planes?
No.
I can. I love it.
Ugh. We did have
for like 20 minutes. Yeah.
So did Heather believe you?
Yes, she did. And then she asked me to do something illegal, and then I did it, and then now we're good.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yes. What was
tip for tat.
I can't say what it is because I don't want to go to jail. But she said, I need somebody shady to do something for me. And I said,
well, God, will you tell us after?
Well, you're
after?
Talking to the right person.
Let me introduce you to my brother.
Marty Bird. Toddy Bird.
Toddy Bird. I like the Toddy Bird. That's a good one.
Right. Also, I want to mention that I want to mention that which I found very interesting. Is anyone watching Selling Sunset?
Obvi.
No.
What?
I can't.
I've never watched
it. I draw the line.
I finished it all.
It's so good.
I just don't think I can do it. Housewives is it for me.
Well, Chrishell, who was dating, was it Jason Oppenheim?
Mm-hmm.
She broke up with him because apparently she wants children, and he didn't want children. Mm-hmm. And now he is, apparently he's very upset that, you know, he let her go.
Right.
But since then, now she was the one that was married to, what was that cute?
Justin Hartley.
Yeah. Well, now she's dating a woman.
Yes.
Late night lesbian.
They.
Late in life lesbian.
Like, yep.
Like your wife.
I don't know why you keep pushing that.
Gary. I'm not pushing anything.
Who's going to leave
this?
It's
in the news.
Nobody.
Well, she did say that she didn't want to be with any other men besides you. So that's a compliment.
See? She's not going anywhere.
Well, unless she meets a woman in Vegas.
Yep.
And we are going to a strip club, and I'm going to get her many lap dances.
Yes.
From men, right?
From women.
Yeah.
We're going to a female strip club. Well, first we're going to do Magic Mike.
Yeah.
And then we're going to the female strip club.
The Magic Mike will grow.
We're
going
to heat it up for the gays and cool it down for the girls.
That's good. That's exactly what we're going to
do. A little dick soup appetizer.
That's good.
Titty entrees.
That's what's going to happen. Now, I'm bringing a lot of cash to get your wife many lap dances. She will probably meet her, I'm guessing, next partner. What? Where are we going?
Yeah.
Crazy Horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, Crazy Horse.
They
even offered to send us a car.
They do that for everybody.
I told them no. It just felt weird to me.
No.
I'm like,
wow.
I'll take a new bird.
I've got one of those on my bachelor party.
Those nasty, like, with gross. The stripper poles and the whole thing. Oh. I don't want to
do that. So what happens with Chrishell? Where are we going?
Oh, sorry. I lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
Yeah, so she's dating this, I believe, an Australian rapper or pop singer named G Flip.
Yeah.
And this person identifies as they, and she's this person is 27. See, I can't even do it.
She's 27.
She's 27.
And do you think she wants kids?
Right. No.
Yeah.
But they did do the immediate, like, they're already living together. It's like that, like, we meet 3 days later,
U-hauls.
We move in, blah blah blah. U-haul lesbians. Mm. Yeah. So I mean, it's really gonna work out well for her.
She moved in. G Flip moved in with Chrishell.
Yeah.
She's hot. Chrishell's beautiful.
Chrishell
Which one is she?
Is
the one
so
on the right?
Hot.
The hot one.
That one.
I was going to say.
G Flip is not as, you know, quite as attractive as Chrishell.
Is that G Flip on the left?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, G Flip's got some caterpillars.
Yeah, those eyebrows.
Yeah.
Oh, what
someone needs
about?
Anastasia.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So that's happening. I don't know. Is it a publicity stunt?
She would never date someone for publicity.
Right?
Chrishell.
She's just having a little fun right now. You know, we all dabble a toe in the pond here and there.
Oh, do we?
Oh, really?
Maybe we do.
Here and there?
Here and there.
I don't know. We'll see in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, I only have 4 minutes. Okay. Shoot, I wanted to do that. That one, the man with the life-size sex doll girlfriend.
Oh, I know. He doesn't have any friends anymore.
That's so insane.
Who? I can't imagine who wouldn't want to be friends with him anymore.
So his friends are being judgy, critical, and short-sighted.
Condescending and all of that. Yeah.
They don't want to hang out with him anymore because he's dating a sex doll.
Yeah. And he said, you know what? It's helped with his loneliness and depression. And, you know, but it's working out for him. And he said his family's supportive about it.
Well, first of all, Doug has at least 3 sex dolls in the shed.
For
number
sure.
One.
Yes.
And I would never not be friends with him because of it.
Right? Aww. We kind of expect it.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that with TSA pre-check. Because I wouldn't mind a stew doll to take with me.
Yes.
Aww.
Yeah.
Carry on?
Isn't that sweet?
That's so nice.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, they do those dick molds. We could make a mold of his dick, and then you always have it. No.
Okay.
But you can't drive in the carpool lane with
a
dick mold.
No, you can't.
Oh, you can't drive in the carpool.
Right. No, we need a life size.
Yeah.
Doll.
Oh, the full thing.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't probably judge anyone for that, would you?
Are you kidding?
I would.
Yeah.
Oh, you would.
Well, I mean, are they bringing them the doll to dinner? How far are we
taking
it?
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean? Are we going out in public? Or are we coming over to your house and the doll's on the couch? You know what?
I wouldn't want her too close to the fire pit.
Like your date's foot's on fire.
Yeah. Have you seen that show Made for Love on HBO Max? There's like Ray Romano's on it, and he has a full on his. He's married to his doll. It's great.
Mm.
It's hilarious.
Does he have friends or did they abandon him?
No, he just has his daughter and his doll.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you finish Ozark, Marty?
No, I've got 3 episodes left,
good.
I think.
Do you get inspiration from watching that show?
I really like Marty Bird. It's gotten late in the season, but I just love that, like, nothing ever rattles him. He just
He just hangs his head down.
What's
his wife's name again?
Wendy.
Bird.
Yeah, Wendy. Noah.
I mean, you and Carrie really are Marty and Wendy. Yeah. It's the same dynamic.
Well, no. I may be Marty, but Carrie is not Wendy.
She's a little Wendy.
She's not Wendy.
She's Wendy-ish.
She just wants to get the foundation off the ground.
Is there a Lewis Foundation that you are forming?
We should. We should
with the cartel
Shaw,
money.
Shaw
Wait, is that the illegal thing that Heather asked you to do? Start a foundation.
The money will be in a week.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Can we go now?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I have to go. I have to. Oh, by the way, for the people that that we're gonna do that brunch. To celebrate and to promote Hollywood House Lift.
Oh.
It's on June 11th.
Yeah.
On June 11th, yes. Right? So we're going to meet with the publicist today. I'm hoping to get all that information because I want to invite like 700 Jeff Lewis Live listeners.
Wow.
That's
wow.
my ask.
I think everyone should go to jefflewismerch.com and buy something and wear it
to the
brunch.
Yeah, wear your merch to the brunch.
I mean, why not?
Nice.
Really?
Bring your tumbler. No, not at all. I'm just trying to
with all those
like
missized t-shirts.
That smell like cigarettes. That room's going to stink.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, Todd, Monica, thank you for being here. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
Later.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.